Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, yeah. Happy Monday. Welcome back, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are fired up today to do some actual good radio for you. Like, we left last Friday on a very, very piss-poor note, and I don't like that. It really sat with me the entire weekend, and we're here to kick some ass today and take some names. Your light is off already, so you're off to a great start over here, dialed in on this Thanksgiving week, as I can see. Already. It's a playoff Monday, Ben. Big, big night here in San Diego. SDFC going to be taking on Minnesota. Oh, how are you? How are you? Oh, he's funny looking. Funnier looking than most. I can't wait for tonight's Irish. Game. Is that Irish?
Sounded a little Irish.
All my accents sound Irish. Why are you
Why
doing
does
Irish?
You sound like a leprechaun.
Ooh, just funny looking. Top of the morning to you. Man. It's good to see you guys. I missed you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you? I agree with everything you said. I was spun out for most of Friday.
Yeah, it really affected you.
Based on how that show. And it's like, I knew, hey, there was nothing. It was out of my control,
yeah,
out of our control.
You didn't do anything wrong.
But, God, that pissed me off.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was really infuriating.
I hate that kind. I hate those days. I just don't like technical difficulties. And I do realize that they do happen. And kudos and credit to our incredible engineering staff who recognize it, worked their balls off on it to make sure that we are good to go. So I really appreciate them. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Good to be back. Good to hopefully be on the air and streaming to everybody this morning on 97.3 The Fan SD. Now, you say it's a playoff Monday. I'm trying to figure something out here.
Yeah.
Is that why you look so sharp?
Oh, do I look sharp?
You're sharply dressed. You're put together.
Thank
I mean, you're
you.
Always a...
That's a nice sweater.
You're always a fairly good dresser, but you seem as though you've got a little extra...
A little juice?
Pizzazz
show it
this
off
morning.
Yeah,
this, is
nice.
This is a... remember we told you... I told you guys last week about... We were talking about prices of clothes. You went... You had to stop by a department store. And he walks in the department store. He needed a button-down shirt. And he walked into, you know... Neiman Marcus finds a button-down shirt, brings it up. The guy's like, yeah, it's $880. And he said, all right, see you later. That's it. And I said, you did
Thank
the right
time.
Thing. Yeah, you did the right thing. And I told the story about right when I started dating my wife in 2014, I was a part of a subscription service, and they would send me really nice clothes, and I would take some and keep some and send some back. And this is the one that I kept. This is the John Varvatos sweater that cost me a fortune, but I kept it and I've had it, and it's kind of a good luck sweater. And
break it out for special occasions.
Break it out for special
What's
occasions.
The special occasion?
Huh. Trying to think of the best way to put this.
Not the Aztecs taking on Michigan tonight in basketball.
No.
It's not
no.
the SDFC playoff game. Those are hours and 13 hours away.
I don't think I'm allowed to say per contract a meeting. It's a get together.
Should I know about this meeting?
I was gonna say, why just you, apparently?
You just have a meeting?
When the time is right.
Preliminary meeting.
It's a preliminary get together.
A conversation.
It's just a conversation. It's just a conversation. I'm allowed to have conversations. Just people. Just having a conversation with people. That's it. That's
old friends.
That's it. No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Maybe new friends. You never know. Just.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, and I'll.
You do you look know, nice. I'll
thank
say
you.
That.
I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice sweater.
I'll fill you guys in.
So it does concern me and Ben in some capacity.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, for sure.
Ray says, holy bleep, Woodsy, the new hitting coach.
I wouldn't want that job for $1 billion a year. A billion with a B. No, pass. Because all the experts are on Twitter telling me what I'm doing is wrong. I couldn't do it.
You already have that job.
I have that job anyway, but I don't make $1 billion. Maybe I would take it for the money, because I always get that anyway. And just go the other way, guys. It's not that hard. You just need to hit more home runs. It's not that hard. I feel like we are the last team in baseball to not have a hitting coach, or, you know, have done anything really of note since the season ended. But hey, that's okay. That's okay. But yeah, I'll fill you in when the time is right.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to hide anything from you.
Yeah, you're doing a bad job of not trying to hide anything from us then.
There's ramifications. Okay? That's all I can say.
All right.
So I didn't want you to ask me about it, but you did.
Just dropping it then.
Yeah,
fancy meeting. Pretty fancy. This is one of those meetings where you want to put your best foot forward. I'll put it that way. Okay? You read between the lines there.
Ben, I feel like we need to start setting up some meetings.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you guys get your stuff together.
Intriguing meetings.
Yeah. Start setting up some meetings. Exactly.
Okay.
This is not I'm not looking to do a Woods solo project. I'll tell you that. Never, ever. You guys know how I feel about you.
Thank you.
So I will. And I'm not going anywhere by myself. All right. So anyway. Okay. That's that. But no, we talked about Friday. Friday sucked.
Clinton in our chat says it was fun to go back on Odyssey to watch the show on Friday's last hour. How many people actually went back and did that? It did get posted, Paulie said.
Audio.
Like, the audio got posted.
The audio
posted.
Did. I mean, from what I was able to gather, yeah, I was shocked I was able to save any of the audio based on whenever those types of things happen. And remember, people were saying on the stream, no, you guys sound pretty good on the stream. And then it started cutting out, and then it came back and cut out. But for the most part, we got the whole hour.
We had a massive, for anyone who wasn't here on Friday, we had a massive network failure, kind of unexplained, that for the better part, like the 9 o'clock hour into about Braden's show at 10 o'clock, we were on and off the air, off the stream. We had no access to internet in the building. It was really unsettling, actually, for us to be on the air during that hour.
Yeah, it was terrible, and I don't know why we're reliving it, to be honest with you. I'm vehemently against this right now because I don't want to relive that horrible, horrible experience.
I had people texting me throughout the day on Friday going, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Or, hey, I missed the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. I'm like, our whole building shut down at like 9:05.
Internet, all
couldn't
of it.
Post the 8 o'clock hour. Don't even think the 9 o'clock hour even exists anymore. We couldn't open up our computer. We could not do anything. And it was I ended up finding the audio. I posted it. I called it the lost hour.
Yeah, the lost hour. I like that.
And I just said, enjoy listening to three grown men.
So bad.
Enjoy listening to three grown men wonder if anybody can hear them for 40 plus minutes.
It's the absolute worst.
It was so awful.
But here's I did find a couple of clips that I personally thought were funny because of, well, this first one, not only was it cutting in and out, it was morphing like our audio, our voice.
I like the voice morph.
Every Friday around 9:20, we do the Ben's sexy Saturday stink fist schedule, college football games.
College football weekend. Your best lineup for tomorrow. A marquee weekend necessarily, but there are fighting for a spot in the college football playoffs. Starting with the 9 a.m. game, number 22, Missouri, visiting number 8, Oklahoma, ABC. But Oklahoma, they already have two losses in the SEC, so they're not making the SEC champion.
Oh, wait. Is she a great big frat person?
Probably the biggest game of the day in the Big Ten. Number 15 USC. Number 15 USC at number 7 Oregon on CBS.
Got a flub in there.
That wasn't the network. That was the network.
Play that part again. I forgot about that. Listen to the
12:30. Probably the biggest game of the day in the Big Ten. Number 15 USC. Number 15 USC at number 7 Oregon on CBS.
We were all spun out.
I hated it. I was staring at the clock, ready for the day to end.
I want to play his voice morphing again.
That was so good.
With the 9 a.m. game, number 22 Missouri visiting number 8 Oklahoma.
ABC.
Hang on. Yeah, I think I've got the card right over here. Hang on one sec. Frederica Bimmel, right? Nope. she moved out, I think. Hang on. I got a card somewhere. Would you like to come in for a minute? She's a great big fat person, right?
With the 9 a.m. game, number 22 Missouri visiting number 8 Oklahoma.
Your voice reminds me, actually. I was playing golf on Saturday, and a guy I played with, Tier 1, was very excited when he found he was playing with me. He said what he used to do for a living was sell skin. Human
what?
Skin for a living.
You're said, joking.
Really? He goes, yeah, for burn victims.
Oh.
And they would create it based on like a hybrid, like a bovine and synthetic altogether. And like they'd sell it to hospitals and stuff. And I go,
that's
very Silence of the Lambs here. Yeah. You did that. He said, yeah, it's a big medical industry. And he says the developments in skin technology have been amazing in recent years.
I'm blown away. I never even thought about that. He's like, hi, bro. No worry. How are you?
He's in flooring, if you need a flooring guy. But
he likes to cover
skin.
Things, man. Yeah, he's really into coverings. I'm going to do bathing suits next after that. I just like covering things with other things.
With the 9 a.m. game, number 22 Missouri visiting number 8 Oklahoma.
That's incredible.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
I got one more clip from about 10 minutes later. This is, I think, the app like cut out for good, for like a good 4, 5, 6 minutes. And I had multiple people specifically reach out to me with like this particular quote. Ben almost getting a little philosophical on us because we were about 30 minutes into having no phones, no internet, no computers, nothing.
I would assume this would be a good time.
Things Ben likes.
To talk about. We can't play that, I would think.
No? Can't play anything off the board?
No.
Yeah. So.
Really?
This is a time to discuss our reliance on technology. And how we are completely and utterly.
Oh, there it goes.
That actually happened.
That was real time.
Totally and utterly gone. Completely and utterly.
See, and I just go, you got to be kidding me.
So the other thing that really threw us for a loop is there's been something going on behind the scenes here for a long, long time. We've been working on it. Our sales staff has been working on it. It's for you guys. It's for us. It's something for us to do together. And we were very, very excited about it. And we were going to announce it on Friday. And we teased it. We've got a big announcement coming up. And that's when everything went to just poop. Right then. Is right when we were about to get into this thing for probably a half an hour. And it crapped out. And we're texting each other in here. We're talking to our bosses. We're talking to the client, I guess, as it were. So can't do it. Cannot do it. I'm not going to do it unless we can give it its full fare, you know, and you deserve that as the client. The tier ones deserve that. They're probably already going to have questions. Let's not make it even harder. So you tease, we're just going to have to do it Monday. And we don't like I don't like a 48-hour tease. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of radio experts will tell you, no, the more you can do that, the better. I like you guys. I love you guys. I'm not trying to drive you insane.
I don't like 48-minute teases.
Yeah, I really don't either. 48-second tease is fine. Like, hey, coming up next, Woodsy really got under this guy's skin. Next, and you listen to a couple commercials, you come back, get your story. I do not like a, hey, coming up on Monday. And then on Monday, I was a part of a show like that. Then Monday would come, we're going to wait till Wednesday. Tune back in at 7. Like, that's our job, is to drive your appointment listening. Right, it's our job to do it. I hate that part of our job. So I don't believe
my idea of now pushing the announcement back to the extravaganza
is a terrible idea.
It's not a good idea.
Horrible
right at
idea.
9:50, the last thing of the extravaganza.
The
we will finally get to the announcement.
No, it's we're going to do it here.
Let's
How do
it
we
now.
Do this?
I think we just tell everybody because we're really excited. About
super fired up for this.
So next season, you can join Bennett Woods with Hop Run Tours for an unforgettable trip to Chicago to watch our baseball team take on their baseball team, the one on the north side.
The north side team.
At their historic stadium. You know which one I'm talking about. A fully inclusive package with round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, a stadium tour, and tickets to 2 games, including one. I know we've got seats right by the dugout. The other in those bleacher seats at the top of the building.
Oh, my God.
That
oh
are
my
very
God.
Right over there.
Oh my
you know
God.
Which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Dinner with Ben and Woods, all included. A special pizza luncheon with their famous deep dish pizza or whatever pizza I guess you want to get. You can. And here's how you sign up, because there are limited slots available. You can go to 973thefansd.com/Chicago. Should be live this morning on the website.
97.3. I just checked, it is.
973thefansd.com/Chicago for all the details. I know not for everybody, but for people who'd be interested in joining other tier ones, like-minded fans of our baseball team on a trip with the three of us. Should be a ton of fun, and it's next June is when that series takes place. So
it's end of June. It's June 29th through July 2nd. And again, this includes your airfare, your airport transfers. There are 3 nights of hotel, tickets again to those 2 games in the greatest city. It's just the best big city there is, and my old stomping grounds, near and dear to my heart. Let's go do Chicago together. We've never done it together.
I have not been since I was 17 years old, my only time visiting, and I'm so excited to go back, especially with you guys.
It's going to be,
and the tier ones.
It's going to be incredible. You know, like you said, there's only 50 slots available. So all of your slots available on that trip, where you're going to have your way with Ben and Woods. We're going to get to go out drinking together. We'll get to go out hanging out together. It's going to be a blast. And I can't think of a better city to do it in. I really can't.
And
I'm
if you
so
can't
excited.
Make it, and I totally understand that it's not going to be, everybody's not going to be available or be able to afford it because it's a trip, obviously. But we're going to do our shows from Chicago, at least two of the mornings that we're there, or at least one of them.
Maybe one. At least one.
Depending on
Adam
travel.
Adam says but two, but I'm
we'll do
I'm
a gonna, podcast.
We're definitely going to be on the
something.
Air at some
no,
point
no, yes.
and broadcasting we'll live from Chicago.
Like from our sister studios in Chicago, I think we'll be in a studio.
Which will be very cool. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So we'll take all of you with us. We can't take all of you, but spiritually we'll take all of you, and we'll actually take 50 of you with us to Chicago next
like,
summer.
We all get to fly together and stuff and just hang out, and
it's gonna be a party in the air.
Just go do stuff together. It's gonna be great. So again, hey man, Christmas is coming up, right? And it's not, yeah, like I said, it's with all the stuff that you're getting, this isn't like, oh cool, $300. Like, it's not a cheap trip, but it's going to be a trip that is worth every single penny.
It's for me, I would not be even know how to arrange all
Correct.
These things on my own,
especially those seats up in the thing,
right?
You know, like, man, our guy,
I heard those ones are inclusive of food and drink as well when
yes
you're
sir
there.
Yes sir it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. First time we've ever done something like this.
Right.
Now, they used to do these back in the 80s, and your favorite radio show, hey, we're getting on a bus, we're going down to Mexico, and
Listener cruises
are a thing. And we got to start somewhere. So we thought, let's start with the
something we all like.
Yeah, baseball, team that we all love, into a really historical city and ballpark. A lot of people were thinking about making that trip anyway. This just gives you a good experience. And I can't wait. I really can't wait for it. I'm so excited. I love that city. I love the tier ones. I love you guys. It's going to be a great time. So, again, Benny, the website is 973thefansd.com/Chicago.
Correct.
Go check it out. And, yeah, great, great Christmas gift. I mean, an incredible Christmas gift for your loved ones.
if you're into it.
Start saving up now.
Yeah.
Start saving up now. Hope to see all of you guys out there.
I would love that. We're very excited about this.
Very, very excited.
And this is Tier 1 David J. Yeah. Hop Run Tours.
Dude is locked in.
Is his company, and he's been setting up these trips for a while now. So he knows what he's doing, which was important to us that we teamed up with someone who has done things like this before.
Well, we didn't just put this together and plan it ourselves.
Yeah, I told Paulie over the weekend,
you don't want to go on the trip that we planned.
Oh, no. I told Paulie over the weekend, I said, honestly, if it was anybody other than David, I wouldn't have even passed it up, you know, down the chain to sales. I've met with David. I know David very well. David's a friend. He's as dialed in, as smart of a dude as there is. And we've honed this thing down. We had other ideas, and I said, David, let's keep this thing central to Chicago. Let's keep this thing for the tier ones. And I'm so excited. This is it's my first time I've ever done this. I've been in radio 15 years now. 15 years. I've never gotten a chance to do a flyaway with listeners. And it could be the greatest trip ever. I can't wait.
If you set up the trip, it would be like, join Ben and Woods in Chicago, where we'll spend 17 hours a day in our hotel rooms just chilling.
Yes, just chilling. Come chill with us. I was better in Philly.
You were good in Philly.
Philly, I was elite. Are you kidding me?
You were good in Philly.
You had to drag me home a couple times. But I boy, that morning after that first night, and I knew you guys wanted to go sightseeing, and I was not feeling, I go, man, you got to, my wife told me before I left, suck it up. Just go along.
And
go.
You're
with,
glad you did.
She said, go with the flow for once in your life. I go, you're right, babe. And I stumbled downstairs, and we went and had a great, great day. And there will be not a lot of chilling on this trip. It's hard to chill in Chicago. It really is. There's always something going on. Excited. Very excited. Very excited. Yeah. So hopefully we get that thing going. You'll be hearing a lot about it on the station. But, man, the games themselves should be absolutely incredible as well, and where we're sitting and all that. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the other details as well in terms of, like, you know, where exactly we're staying. And you're going to have to show me Chicago.
Because, oh, no problem, dude.
You know, when I went with, like, my high school friends. It wasn't an adult trip to Chicago.
What did this trip entail?
It was our academic team, like, competition in Chicago. We went up to Lake Forest College and competed, okay. And then we had to kill like 3 days in the city. And we did get to go to a game at Wrigley Field, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah. It's not a grown up trip to Chicago.
Yeah, you were 17 at the time, and you're going with an academic team.
Right. Speaking of, it's all a bunch of nerds.
Speaking of
me included, of course.
Speaking of sitting in your hotel room chilling, an academic team.
No, there was probably academic enriching experiences, like learning about the Chicago Mercantile. And stuff down at the
Board of Trade. I got it.
I don't know how many educational experiences we're going to be having on this trip.
Oh, there'll be some educational experiences. Yes, sir. You can count on it, my friend. Count on it. It's going to be incredible. Incredible. So that's the big announcement.
We actually had an announcement.
We had a real announcement. We really, really did. Somebody just said they tried the site. It's not working. Try again. Paulie, just look. 973thefansd.com/Chicago. What if, like, all Dodger fans buy it out? I mean, you sold the seats.
Yeah. I don't think they will.
Don't they love to invade? Don't they? Well, when's that ever stopped? Don't they love to invade stadiums and stuff? Isn't that their bit? We don't do parades, except when we do giant parades.
They love to wear Dodger uniforms when the Dodgers,
aren't playing. Two teams that aren't playing, they do love that. Yeah, so excited, man. Go get your go sign up today, and we'll see you there. We'll rage together.
As Woods mentioned, very big day in San Diego sports with a playoff game tonight at Snapdragon Stadium. A huge Aztecs game in Las Vegas tonight as well. Aztecs also got a big football win over the weekend. And we're starting to see some baseball moves on Friday. Had some interesting non-tender decisions. Had a huge trade yesterday between the Rangers and the Mets. So we'll talk some baseball. We'll set the menu for the program on a Monday short week. Remember, it is just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll be off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully you're all enjoying it with your families this Thursday and Friday. So quick week. Got a lot to get to over the next couple of days. Thank you for joining us, getting started. Ben, Woods, Paul on a Monday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our first check of traffic here with Kelly Danick.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are saying goodbye to a couple of Padres. Found that out on Friday. Welcome back, Ben and Woods, on a Monday morning. Just announced the big Ben and Woods trip to Chicago. Looking forward to it. Again, if you missed our last segment, go back for all the details. We go to 973thefansd.com/Chicago for all the information on how you can join us on a trip to the north side next June, late June into early July. Coming up, we will talk some Padres, some baseball, big trade yesterday as well. The Hot Stove League isn't hot yet, but there's certain embers, you know, like that are at least warm going on ahead of the winter meetings in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk a little baseball coming up. Obviously had a big weekend of football and SDFC's game tonight. Coming up at 7:35 to help us preview that big game tonight, our friend Craig Elston will join us at 7:35 on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future. When charged with a crime since 2010, visit David P. Shapiro Law. .com. And then outside of that, we'll have our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods, our biggest fan announcement at 9 o'clock, and our Rindle report in our 9 o'clock hour today. That's what we've got on the menu for the program today, Woods.
Well, and you know what, menus change too. Never know what else could be discussed. Kind of an interesting story for you guys at 8 a.m
do you?
Yeah, you're gonna want to hear it. It was inevitable.
I thought you didn't like long teases, and now you're teasing me. I have to wait until 8 a.m. for this story.
You're right. I just said I don't like long teases. I just said it. This is only, it's like an hour and a half. But I'm just the 8 o'clock is going to be really interesting.
All right.
And I want both of your guys' opinions.
Okay. Yeah, you want to start with the Padres news, though, quickly on Friday?
They've gone to, you know, they're excited, like the... You can't use the word excitement when you talk about the San Diego Padres in the offseason. That's the wrong word for it. They were very much in the news for the last few weeks, right? With the Mike Schilt, you know, quitting. The hiring of Craig Stammen was a vicious news cycle. The team selling is a vicious news cycle. You got to balance out some of the vicious news cycles with some good news, some positive news. We haven't seen that yet, and I'm waiting for that.
I think you're overestimating the amount of news that's come out. Most teams of the 30, I would say like 26 of them have done absolutely nothing at all.
See, I don't agree with
this offseason.
I don't agree because they've at least...
There's been a trade. There's been a free agent signing. That's about it. The Mariners signed Josh Naylor.
Well, they've at least rounded out their coaching staff. Who's Craig Stammen talking to on a daily basis? They know... You know, they know who their hitting coach is. The new hitting coach is currently installing his philosophy and sending giant PDF files to all the players and saying, here's what we're going to do. We have none of that. We've done none of it.
I don't know that that's how it works with a hitting coach. I don't know that you install your philosophy in November.
You don't know that it doesn't. Here's what I want you guys working on. This is what I saw from you last year. Like, we don't have a hitting coach. We don't have a third base coach. I'm pretty sure Leaper's looking at other spots or is going to look at other spots.
And a bench coach.
I mean, again, these aren't world beater moves.
Or as I've said, we may have all three and they will announce it in due time in February.
I don't believe that bit. what's the purpose of that? There's no purpose to be like, we hired a hitting coach. He's double secret hitting coach.
You're certainly encouraging them to make an announcement if they have one because they don't want to hear you for the next 3 months going, What are we doing here? And they're like, yeah, we hired guys like 2.5 months ago. It's just, you know, we're just waiting on the announcement.
For what? What would be the reason to not tell people?
I'm just telling you,
this is
that's the
direction. The
way they always do it. They give you one release with all their coaches on like February 12th. And then that's the list of coaches. Do their major league coaches, all the minor league managers and coaches. It's one big release. It's how they've always done it. They don't do it piecemeal. I've got to imagine at some point.
But they've done it. They've done it.
A bench coach is going to leak out. A hitting coach will have to leak out.
See, that's not true, though, because they hired Ruben Niebla before they had a manager. You know what I mean? And they announced it. It wasn't all of a sudden, boom, Ruben Niebla is our new pitching coach. We knew about it. So, I don't know, man. I think we got to do something. Oh, yeah, Tim Leaper is a New York Met now, so he is definitely gone. We have to figure out what the plan's going to be going forward. And I'm just saying, like, balance out some of that crazy news that we had 3 weeks ago and on with some good stuff. And I haven't really seen a lot of good stuff yet. I'm impatient, and I get it.
Two other people who were gone, and we did not really see it projected, although I would say it's also not stunning, were the non-tenders from Friday. Pitchers, Omar Cruz and Sean Reynolds, who were not offered contracts and immediately became free agents. Padres did not, I guess, see a future for either of those guys in the organization. No details as to why they made those decisions.
Can they come back on a different, you know, minor league deal?
They can if they don't decide to sign anywhere else. Okay. But now you're just in the same boat as the other 30 teams.
Right.
Sean Reynolds, obviously... did not, you know, build off what he did in 2024 and 2025.
Bit of a disappointment, I'd say.
Omar Cruz, who kind of looked like he was knocking on the door, made his major league debut in 2025. I think got the like one start when he came up.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just decided didn't like what they saw or, you know, why they made those decisions. But for a team that is thin in the pitching department, especially the starting pitching department, to let one go was a bit of a surprise. Everybody else, though, that was arbitration eligible did get tendered a contract, including Luis Camposano, who agreed to a one-year $900,000 contract, the number reported by Dennis Lynn, to return for his final season. He's out of options. Last year of arbitration eligibility. This is it. Luis Camposano is getting a last shot here with the San Diego Padres. If he finally breaks through, can hit on the major league level, we'll see what his future holds in Major League Baseball. But that was the big question in my mind as to the one guy who might not be returning, but he is back with the San Diego Padres again. Will he catch? Will he DH? Will they move him to first base? What's the plan for Luis Camposano? I guess we'll find out more in spring training when we see how they're using him out there.
Yeah, for sure. Again, looking for him, another fresh start with a new manager. And, you know, again, trying to earn and curry some favor, maybe get some work behind the dish, maybe not, maybe first base, maybe just power bat off the bench, just whatever, like a body. He'll have a chance to go out and make the San Diego Padres roster again. Not sure what happened with Mike Schilt. Not sure what happened with Camposano or Camposano and Bob Melvin. But clearly something, there was trust lost. And I don't know if it was defensive ability. I don't know what it was. But the dude straight up crashed Davis down in the minor leagues. You know, called up to the roster late in the playoffs. Didn't get an AB. Nothing really happened. And, you know, we'll see. He'll get another shot, though. This has got to be like... You know, you're hoping that he says, okay, this is that turning point in my career after another, you know, few years of turning points. Like, I got to get my stuff together. You know, they have to give him the right opportunity, and hopefully he can contribute. And if he doesn't, it's $900,000.
And this does not mean the Padres have solved their backup catcher situation.
They'll
either.
Be very active.
They will absolutely have to acquire, even if they intend for Camposano to catch, which I don't know if they are, they'll need a third catcher. Someone who can at least go up between AAA and the big leagues. There's no, you can't get through the entire season with just two catchers nowadays. You need someone backing up those guys. And if Campy isn't catching, you need a full-time backup catcher for the roster as well. So that's one of the areas of need going into this offseason. With Cruz and Reynolds gone, Padres now down to 34 players on their 40-man roster. So they do have plenty of open spots right now, whatever they're going to do in terms of signing guys, if they want to take someone in the Rule 5 draft coming up, they have plenty of open spots in their 40-man roster to do so. But, you know, the guys, the question marks a little bit, Jason Adam, J.P. Sears, they both got tendered a contract. They haven't agreed to a contract, but they are locked in. So what that means is that either the Padres and those guys will come to a salary agreement over the next couple of months, or if they don't, they will submit arbitration figures, and an arbitrator will decide what their salary is going to be. But either way, they're locked into a one-year contract for the 2026 season. A reminder, A.J. Preller has still never gone to an arbitration hearing with any of his players in his entire tenure as general manager of the Padres.
Yep.
It came close last year with Michael King.
Very close. Close as you can get.
They got it done before they actually went into the hearing. So those are some of the guys that they'll have to get those contracts done. That's the Padres news pretty much from over the weekend. There was a big baseball story yesterday, though. Trade. One of those rare trades. A player for player.
Player for player.
A pretty notable player for player trade. And we'll talk about it right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, Mr. I would love some off-season headlines. Woods over there probably would enjoy covering the Texas Rangers right now, as they're a team that has made more, I think, off-season headlines than anyone in the last few days. First, with the surprise decision to non-tender a couple of pretty big names that won't be coming back in Adelis Garcia and Jonah Heim. That happened on Friday. And then yesterday, the big news, the swap, one for one, Marcus Semien going to the New York Mets in exchange for Brandon Nimmo in a very rare, just straight-up trade for fairly high-profile, high-priced players in which both teams feel like they need to address a different issue and saw a player on another roster that they thought could do so.
I think Brandon Nimmo, you know, he had a no-trade clause. I think it was a limited no-trade clause, but Texas was on it, so he had to approve the deal. He did approve the deal. He will be heading to play outfield for Skip Schumacher and the Texas Rangers. Now, the other interesting thing, and again, we're not in Texas, so we're not going to make a big hubbub about it, but Chris Young, I mean, recently came out and said, we're slashing payroll. That's what we're doing. Like, we won a World Series a couple years ago. We tried to kind of run it back, but we are slashing payroll. We are going to try to do, you know, we are going to try to compete, but we're going to try to compete a little smarter than we have before. So that's why you're seeing this. They're very active, and they're going to stay very active. And I don't know what kind of team our buddy Skip is going to end up with, but I don't think it's going to be trash. They have good pitching. They've got good pitching. Offense was a problem for them last year. The Nimmo for Semien switch, it's going to save them some money. But
long term, Nimmo's actually owed more than Semien.
Yeah,
it's $101 million versus $72 million.
But yeah, going to save them some money short term.
Per year, they're going to save a little bit of money.
Per year, they'll save a little bit of money. The interesting side for me was the Mets. The Mets getting Marcus Semien, they have Brett Beatty, they have Mark Vientos, they have Luis Angel Acuna, they got Ronnie Mauricio, they got Francisco Lindor, who plays short, but and they got Jeff McNeil as well, who is kind of, they have like five infielders, Ben, with only a couple of infield spots. They're going to need to make a decision on who's going to play. I'm assuming Marcus Semien is their opening day second baseman.
I would assume so.
So now you have Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, Acuna, and Mauricio for third base.
Someone's going to be traded.
And Jeff McNeil
might be traded.
And Jeff McNeil as well could move to the outfield.
Yeah, this is the first of probably a number of moves by the New York Mets who are addressing what they feel is their biggest need. You know, run prevention is what David Stern said. We were very bad at that. And specifically, the Mets were one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. Marcus Semien won a gold glove. He is a durable, reliable, consistent player who occasionally will show you good offense and occasionally looks like the 35-year-old he's become at the plate. This is definitely a risky move for the New York Mets. You're getting an older player, a guy who's more expensive, who is probably on the downside of his career, and you're gambling on him for the next couple of years, but you feel like you needed to improve a certain area of your roster with defense, and Marcus Semien does that for the New York Mets.
Yeah, it says here, it seems like the Rangers feel more comfortable about paying Nimmo a bit of extra money over a longer term than they were paying Semien over his age 35-37 seasons. Nimmo played 151 games in his last four seasons, so he's also a pretty durable guy. Skip knows I can pencil him in out there. He's going to move to left field. Wyatt Langford to center or Evan Carter, and Wyatt Langford moving to right, Evan Carter in center, decent outfield.
I am curious as to how Brandon Nimmo will perform with the Rangers. He is a solid player, like a 3F4 player.
Yeah.
Not a great defender, but he gets on base. Offensively, he will get you on base. He was a real Mets crowd favorite, though.
He is a culture guy. What does Skip value?
He was a first-round draft pick back in 2011. Yep. He's been in the Mets organization his entire career. Looked like he was a guy who was probably going to play for the Mets for his whole life. And then all of a sudden, he waives his no-trade clause now to go to the Texas Rangers. That to me, is very interesting.
Well, dude, I don't know if you, and I brought this up to you off-air last week. There is a guy that used to pitch for the Yankees, the Rockies, and the Mets. His name is Adam Ottavino. And Adam Ottavino is a really smart dude. I think he's like a Northwestern grad or like a Princeton grad. He's one of those. He is a very heady, cerebral type pitcher. And Ottavino gets out of baseball, and he's done. He's hanging him up. And what does he do? He decides to go the Trevor May route and start a podcast. And it's good. It's interesting. It's always interesting to hear from a former player that just got done playing. And he goes, hey, let me tell you something about the New York Mets. They have no idea what they're doing. Carlos Mendoza does not know how to manage a bullpen. Jeremy Hefner and he were at odds all year long. They butt heads about it. Every pitcher got hurt. You got TJs left and right. And he said, and I thought this was telling, I wish they had brought me back so that I could have gone in front of Carlos and taken some bullets for these guys and told these guys, don't worry about what he says. Worry about your career. Now, that's tough. That's a tough. There's obviously not a lot of faith in Carlos Mendoza and the way he's been running that pitching staff. So you have that story come out. He also told a story about Brandon Nimmo, that Nimmo is a prideful player, very, very prideful player. Some reporter was doing like an all Mets, all Yankees team, and he put Alex Verdugo as the star, like, hey, best in the city. And instead of Nimmo in left, he put Verdugo in. Nimmo went after the reporter, like cornered him in a hallway. It was like, you put Verdugo over me? Like, he's a real prideful guy. I think for him, I bet you there was some indication of, if you trade me, I will take it. So trade me somewhere. Oh, well, and they did.
I would think you don't even ask unless you think there's a good chance that he's going to do it. Because you don't want it to get out that you tried
that you
to trade
tried
him.
That you tried to trade him, yeah.
I think ultimately the Mets did what the Padres did in 2023. Again, a really bad collapse, or actually more like 2021 Padres. The second half of the season, and there's just has to be consequences. You can be, if you're a great culture guy, it's one thing, but clearly the culture wasn't good enough to prevent a monumental collapse by the New York Mets. And if I'm, you know, David Stearns looking at that going, we've liked Brandon Nimmo, but how good can he be for our culture when we went down the tubes the way we did? Kind of opens the door to make a trade like this in the offseason, a change of scenery.
Yep.
For a couple of guys. Not that I don't think Marcus Semien necessarily needed a change of scenery. He's, from everything I've heard about Marcus Semien, he is
elite.
Just
elite person.
A person, a worker, a leader.
Yep.
I mean, he's the kind of guy that the Mets are hoping rubs off, I think, on a lot of the rest of their organization.
Yeah, for sure. Who doesn't want that guy in your clubhouse? You want a guy in your clubhouse rubbing off on everyone else. That's what you want. That's the dream.
When he's not playing Pusoy.
Right. Because I don't think he's into Pusoy at all. That's Jock Peterson. You saw how his year went last year. That's another decision I think Skip's going to have to deal with. They've got Jock Peterson, I believe, coming back. Or I mean, he may be a free agent, so I don't know that they're looking.
Pusoy on one side of the clubhouse.
And then good culture rubbing off on other guys.
Not a me guy.
No.
Marcus Semien.
No. I mean, Ron Washington said is one of his favorites to, you know. And again, that's going to help them with.
And could give you a good offensive season. Yeah, he's had a number of them. He's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah. And then hitting in that lineup with you know, Francisco Lindor, maybe Pete Alonso comes back. Who knows? We don't know what they're going to do with Pete. It's a no-brainer for me if you're the New York Mets. And Juan Soto's pretty good.
I mean, you don't have to be a superstar to put up pretty big RBI numbers, to put a good stat line together. Marcus Semien's in, I think, a really good position to succeed with the New York Mets here. The question is, how much longer can he do it as he's, you know, again, 35 years old? That's a risky move at that stage in his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Mets. You know, like, they have money to burn. If this ends up burning their money, they're okay with it. They've got Steve Cohen.
Like I said, they got rid of a bit of money in Nimmo as well. So it's not a huge additional
commitment. It's not a huge
commitment, just, you know, for the next couple of years. And then he's off the books if it doesn't work out well for the Mets.
That's exactly right. What do you think about, somebody said in the chat, the transparency of Chris Young?
Saying
like, I'm cutting 40 million. I think he said, like, I'm putting a number on it. We're cutting 40 million.
I think you have a lot of cover in Dallas because during Cowboys season to say whatever you want and no one reacts badly to it.
Okay, coupled with a World Series championship that you brought, first one for the organization. I think the double, and you just made a really good managerial hire. Yeah. You're right.
But mostly the Cowboys
and the Mavericks. You're like, nobody's even listening. I can literally say, here it's a different story. You have to be like, no, we're going to stay competitive and try to field a World Series team.
And Dallas, wait, people, your listeners care about baseball.
Yeah, about the Rangers.
We'll come back. Big game for SDSU tonight. We'll get to that next year on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.